Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Free from All Fears. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The fear of man brings what? A snare.
Bondage.
Do you think, don't hold up your hand, don't testify, but do you think you've ever done something out of fear of man?
Oh, yes.
Didn't even check your heart to see what you should do. You just did something, because what will they think? Well, it's such a dangerous thing. It's such a subtle thing that even good people and even spiritual people have gotten sucked into it. Now, in Galatians, are you there?
Yes.
I want you to see an example that's recorded in the scripture for us. Galatians 2, verse 11. The apostle Paul, verse 11, I'm reading out of the Amplified. He said, when Cephas, or Peter, came to Antioch, I protested and opposed him to his face concerning his conduct there, for he was blamable and stood condemned. Wow. Well, this is confrontation in front of everybody. And Peter, you understand, Peter was the man around there. You understand? I mean, he, you know, after he recovered from denying the Lord, after that, I mean, God used him on the day of Pentecost. I mean, he is the man. He's one of the head men in the whole deal. And Paul, he's kind of a Johnny come lately. Right? Compared to these guys, he is. But I mean, in front of everybody, he looks Peter in the face. And he said, now, this stuff you did over there is not right. Wow. How many think it probably was a little tense in the room? And he goes on to tell him why. He said, for up to the time that certain persons came from James, he ate his meals with the Gentile converts. But when the men from Jerusalem arrived, he withdrew and he held himself aloof from the Gentiles and ate separately for fear of those of the circumcision. And the rest of the Jews along with him also concealed their true convictions and acted insincerely, with the result that even Barnabas was carried away by their hypocrisy. How many understand the Bible said Barnabas was a good man? How many know Peter's a good man?
Yeah.
Love God. But what happened here? God's using them. All these guys got saved among the Greeks and the Gentiles, non-Jewish peoples. And the Lord had already given revelation that righteousness is not by keeping the commandments and all the do's and don'ts of the law. And that these people that had been born again, that didn't come up, didn't know the law, that they are not supposed to be told, you can't eat this and you can't eat that. They're just supposed to be, told the basics of believing in Jesus. And so when he was there with them, he's eating with them. I don't know. I guess that maybe they got pig knuckles on the table. Pork chops. I don't know what all. Stuff that, you know, the Jews don't eat, but he sits down there with them. Maybe he didn't eat it, but he didn't make a deal out of it, and they're fellowshipping. But when the brethren from headquarters came down, I'm just going to pause there for just a moment. When the brethren from headquarters, from the main office, came down, he quit eating with them, and he pulled back, and the rest of the people around him, they did the same thing. Even Barnabas, who the Bible says was a good man, he got caught up in this hypocrisy. Because of what? Why did it say he did that? Huh? because of fear of those of the circumcision. Listen to another translation. The 20th century says, for fear of offending them. Another one says, out of sheer fear of what the Jews might think. What if they see me over there with those Gentiles eating those pork chops? They might think I was eating one. What if they see me over there? What if they see me and he and all the guys, how many understand when a leader starts sliding, what happens with the rest of the folks? They're going to follow. A leader is insincere. The people are going to be insincere. Leaders yields to hypocrisy. The people are going to yield to hypocrisy. And so here, all of Peter's bunch and Barnabas and everybody get sucked in with it. And so they back off and they go, oh, no, we don't eat with the Gentiles. And boy, when Paul comes to town, he said, Brother Peter, what's this I hear? You eat with the Gentiles and then you don't eat with the Gentiles. Depending on who's in town. Is that wrong? Is that bad? Who did it? Men of God. Right? I mean people who loved God, who were mightily used of God. Peter, Barnabas got sucked into this hypocrisy. And thank God the Holy Ghost jerked the slack out of them. Through Paul, he came in there and he said, hey, it's either wrong to eat with the Gentiles or it's not. And if it's wrong on one day, it's wrong on the next day. If it's okay this week, it's okay next week too. It don't change because somebody else comes to town. How many have ever seen people completely change when somebody else was visiting? Now, I don't want any hands to be raised. But how many have ever gone home to visit and seen your spouse turn into somebody else? Just look straight ahead. Don't nod or anything. Or they've seen you turn into somebody else. Or you bring the boss over or eat with the boss for lunch or for dinner. And they turn into somebody you didn't recognize. People trying to be so prim and proper. They're trying to be. You ever see somebody, they completely different person when the preacher's around. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. And man, on Wednesday morning, they act like the devil. I mean, heathen. Well, friend, how many understand there's somebody more important than men who knows, who sees? You should be concerned with what he thinks, what he knows, right? Not what other people think and know. What he knows, what he thinks. Through fear, people have been robbed. Christians have been robbed sometimes of most of God's plan for their life. People do not step out because of fear. You know, it takes faith. I remember, you know, Phyllis and I twice now in our lifetime, in our marriage, since we've been married, twice we have left everything and everybody to go where the Lord said go. And it takes faith to do that. Doesn't anybody else ever done that too? Do you know what I'm talking about? It takes faith to do that. Why? Because you're leaving your security. You're leaving what you know. And you're going to what? The unknown. Right? I mean, it would have been a lot easier if I could have seen and known that all of y'all would have been here in 2 years. And all the money would have been there. Oh, that would have been great. But all I saw was an empty building. And nobody knew who we were. Not many anyway. But how many understand fear can hold you out? You can get to thinking, well, where's the money going to come from? Where's the money? I can't do that till I see some money. Maybe we get enough money up front, then we'll start. Then you're never going to make it with God because you're refusing to walk by faith. If he says go, you got to go. Right? Before you figure it out, before you can see how, when, where, and why, you must obey. Elsewise, you're refusing to walk by faith. Submission to God and submission to people is all by faith too. Go with me, please, to 1 Peter, and you'll see this how this ties in together. Thank you, Lord, for helping us today. 1 Peter 3. I said, people do not obey because of fear. I'm thinking of two couples right now. I mean, and this is not all. I mean, this happened I don't know how many times. They told me, Brother Keith, the Lord told me to leave home and to go into the ministry, go over here for training and go do this. And I said, well, praise God. Would you just agree with me? You know, that the Lord would bring the money in so I can pay off my bills and I can get to where I can step out and do it. I said, yeah, I'll agree with you. We prayed, and in a matter of 2 months, 3 months, they're out of debt, they got the money, and they didn't go. Someone said, why? Can you guess? Why? Fear. What if I leave mama? What if I can't find a job? What if I can't find a place to work? What if the kids are not happy? What if this? What if that? What if the other? Fear.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Fear of Man, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R803F. That's R803F, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now. Keith and Phyllis Moore and the congregation of Faith Life Church will be welcoming Jesse Duplantis on Sunday, June 26th. Join us as Brother Jesse shares a mix of strong biblical preaching and hilarious life lessons. Service starts at 10 a.m. and child care will be provided. For more information, please visit our website, flcbranson.org, or call 417-334-9233.